today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. In this week, we're going to speak about the meaning of tawassul, or resorting to Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Today, Friday, 17th of Jumadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 1st of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. And this is chapter Nisa, verse 64. Then we'll listen about the important point of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا ليطاع بإذن الله ولو أنهم إذ ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما.
And we did not send any messenger except to be obeyed by permission of Allah. And if, when they wronged themselves, they had come to you, O Muhammad, and asked forgiveness of Allah, and the Messenger had asked forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah accepting of repentance and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The fruit of the obedience of Allah and His Apostle returns to yourselves, as well as the result of your obedience, which is a kind of injustice that returns to you too, because it disturbs the material affairs of your life, and also from the spiritual point of view, it causes your retrogression. By the way, this verse is an answer to those who imagine referring to the Prophet or Imam is a kind of polytheism, because this verse clearly denotes that coming to the Prophet and setting him as an intercessor before Allah in order to seek forgiveness from him for the sinners is effective and causes their repentance to be accepted and the grace of Allah to be showered.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.
What is the meaning of tawassul, or resorting to Ahlul Bayt? There are many narrations that Imams used to appeal to the Prophet, Imam Ali, Lady Zahra, and other infallible Imams, peace be upon them all. Tawassul, or resorting to someone other than Allah, is to use the Prophets, Imams, and the righteous people as mediators in the presence of Allah in order to reach the position of proximity of Allah and achieve wishes. Tawassul, or resorting, is a correct and legitimate way, does not mean polytheism, and is completely within the framework of monotheism. This teaching is one of the certain teachings of Islam and is not just a Shia belief, but because the Shia belief that Prophet, Imams, and divine saints do not disappear with death and they still hear our voice and have permission and power to possess, people resort to them even after their death. Therefore, tawassul or resorting is more prominent among Shias than other Islamic schools, but exists in all Islamic groups.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Today we are going to talk about the concept of tawassul, that is, resorting to the intermediary. Another related question is kissing the grave of the Prophet shirk or association? Is honoring the belongings of Prophet association? Sahih al-Bukhari tells us it is not shirk. Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith number 1373, narrated Abu Juhayfa, I saw Allah's apostle in a red leather tent, and I saw Bilal taking the remaining water with which the Prophet had performed ablution. I saw the people taking the utilized water impatiently, and whoever got some of it rubbed it on his body, and those who could not get any took the moisture from the other's hands. Then I saw Bilal carrying an anza, that is, a spear-headed stick, which he planted in the ground. The Prophet came out, tucking up his red cloak, and led the people in prayer, and offered two rak'ah facing the Kaaba. Taking anza as a sutra for his prayer, I saw the people and animals passing in front of him beyond the anza. Sayyid Sharafuddin, a famous Shia scholar, went on pilgrimage to the house of Allah during the reign of King Abdul Aziz ibn Saud. He was one of those who were invited to the king's palace to celebrate the Eid al-Adha. When his turn came to shake the king's hand, he presented a leather-bound Quran to the king. The king took the Quran and placed it on his forehead and then kissed it. Sayyid Sharafuddin asked, O king, why do you kiss and glorify the cover which is made of goat's skin? The king answered, I meant to glorify the Holy Quran, not the goat's skin. Sayyid Sharafuddin said, well said, O king. We do the same when we kiss the window or the door of the Prophet's chamber. We know that it is made of iron and could not harm or render a benefit. But we mean what is behind the iron and wood. We mean to respect the Messenger of Allah in the same way as you meant with the Quran when you kissed its goat's skin cover.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your
Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah. Holding morning sessions for Ahlul Bayt. We explain more. One of the subjects highlighted by Ahlul Bayt is to hold sessions for propagating their life-giving culture and commemorating the tragic events they went through, especially that of Karbala. After the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, the Shiites, encouraged by Ahlul Bayt, have tried to hold mourning ceremonies whereby to teach people the Quranic concepts, narrations, true sciences of Islam, and injunctions related to jurisprudence, and to hold the torch of guidance with the help of Allah. The devotees of Ahlul Bayt have established many mosques, schools, charitable institutes, interest-free funds, and orphanages. Thanks to these sessions, millions of people have enjoyed the blessings of such institutions. Addressing Fuzayla ibn Yasir, Imam Sadiq asked, will you get together and talk about us? I said, yes. The Imam said, I'm fond of these assemblies. Enliven our affairs with them. May the mercy of Allah be upon one who enlivens our affairs.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina.
hear the answer of this question. Why is it necessary for the Imam to be infallible? Some verses can be found in the Quran on the infallibility of the prophets and the Imams. The verse of obedience, O you who have faith, obey Allah and obey the Apostle and those vested with authority among you. This verse is also one of the verses that indicates the infallibility of the Imams because it hasn't made the obedience of the Prophet and Imams dependent on anything else and has left it absolute. The only way what this verse says can be justified is to say that their obedience is an in line with obeying Allah and that there is never any contradiction between obeying them and what Allah wants from us. Such can only be achieved if they are infallible, because if it wasn't so and they were prone to err and sin, there would certainly be times where their obedience would be in contradiction with Allah's command as a result of their errors.
Read Surah An-Nisa, verse 64. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ. They come to you. Those were a group of sinners. Or let's say hypocrites, munafiqeen. Guilty ones. They came to you, Ya Rasulallah, saying, Oh, we are sorry. Please pray for us. Please intercede on our behalf with your Lord, with God, so He can forgive us. And the Prophet did not repel them. He did not reject them. He said, I will. And he prayed for them. Istaghfarullah wa istaghfara lahum ar-rasul. The Prophet sought forgiveness for them. Lawajadu. They will find God tawaban, oft forgiving, oft merciful. Tawaban rahim. This is the heart of the Quran, the core of the Quran. We get our teachings from the Quran. Tawassul, calling upon the Prophet and the Imams, is in the heart of the Quran, not something alien from the Quran. When the Quran says, Min dunillah, let me give you an example. Let's say Suratul An'am, chapter 7, Suratul A'raf, chapter 7, verse 194. Inna alladhina tad'una min dunillahi ibadun amthalukum. They are people like you. تدعون من دون الله. Here, dua number one, بمعنى العبادة. You are worshipping them. You are worshipping those who are human beings like you. We don't worship. We don't worship Muhammad, neither we worship Ali, nor Hussein, nor anyone else but Allah and only Allah. Number two, من دون الله. Without God's permission, independently from God, you go to those human being like Jesus, peace be upon him. Some people worship him. They don't worship God. They consider him to be God. This is an act of polytheism, shirk. But when it comes to bi'idhnillah, look at that bi'idhnillah in chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 49. أني أخلق لكم. This is what Jesus, peace be upon him, saying to his community in Palestine. I create for you. أخلق لكم من الطين, from the mud. كهيئة الطير, like the shape of bird. فأنفخ فيه. I blew into it. فيكون طيرا بإذن الله. It becomes a real bird. It was a clay. But when I blew into it, it becomes طيراً, a real bird, natural bird, with God permission, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. See, not مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. With God's leave, with God's permission, with God's help, with God's approval. So I'm not doing something wrong. We have to distinguish between the Quran, between these two.
dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you so much for your company, and till another episode and another meeting, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي